This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens pledged to spend $45 million of state and federal funds expanding high-speed internet in rural schools. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney traveled to Hall County in south central Missouri, where he found the struggle for students to get connected isn't at school, but when they go home.
Did you have fun at school?
Yes.
Brittany Barry is picking up her daughter Madeline from softball practice at Glenwood School.
Do you have homework?
I have to read something.
But there are nights when the sixth grader has to fight with her siblings over a very slow internet connection.
It's super crappy. So like if three kids get on researching, it slows them right way down.
Brittany Barry pays $75 a month for internet at their home on a dirt road several miles from the school.
We get the 1.5 speed.
That's 16 times slower than what's considered broadband. And for that price, she'd get even faster internet speeds in a major city. A federal report says there are more than a million people living in rural Missouri that don't have high-speed internet.
We just do what we can and then hope that somebody better comes along later on.
In schools, internet access is improving, but the nonprofit Education Superhighway estimates about 100,000 Missouri kids go to schools with slow connections. I spoke to principals and superintendents about internet needs in their rural schools. Several said the same thing Wayne Stewart did. He runs the Glenwood School.
Actually, our internet service is very good, very reliable.
But it comes at a cost for this tiny school system of 300 kids, $15,000 a year.
That's an appreciable cost. That's half a teacher.
The Glenwood District's boundary stretches all the way to the Arkansas border, and internet service is spotty for anyone living more than a few miles from town.
Our kids are at a distinct disadvantage because if they can't do it at school, then they pretty much can't do it.
There are ways for those living in rural Missouri to get online, but none of them are easy. Stephanie Kundel enjoys her rural lifestyle in Howell County, but that makes it hard for her two daughters to get homework done. They typically have assignments that require a computer 3 or 4 nights a week. The Kundels have a prepaid satellite internet plan at home for $80 a month.
So it's pretty good for a little while until my kids get on there and start doing a lot of research and they use all the gigabytes that we can afford.
That lasts about half the month. Kundel says for the other half, it's a hunt for bandwidth. The town library isn't open late enough. The kids will stay after school or use cell phone data.
There's no good way to access the internet and make it feasible for our family to function.
The search for faster internet keeps West Plains High School senior Sydney Jackson closer to town sometimes. The connection at her family's farm 20 miles west of the city cuts in and out.
It was really slow at first for a long time.
That means she'll end up at her grandparents' home, where the internet is faster.
Sometimes I would just spend the night with them if it was really time-consuming.
Teachers at West Plains High School try to be flexible, allowing extra time for assignments that require extensive web searches. And the school library has extended hours. Governor Greitens says the additional money to subsidize broadband installation will be enough to completely connect schools to high-speed internet. There are several other federal programs to expand broadband in rural parts of the U.S., but getting a million Missouri residents up to speed will take some time. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.